Fleeb Makes Scones by Yvonne Morrison. Illustrated by Josh Morgan. "Look," said Dad, "I bought us a robot. He's called Fleeb." "We don't need a robot," said Mum. But the children thought it was a great idea. "He can help us tidy up," said Nate. "And he can make scones for us," said Rose. "He can make us some scones right now," said Nate. "I'll set it up." Nate pushed some buttons on the robot. The children took Fleeb into the kitchen. "First, I must warm the oven," said Fleeb. He picked up the dog's blanket. "You don't need a blanket," laughed Rose. "You just turn on the oven to warm it. Look, I'll do it for you." Rose turned on the oven. Then Fleeb put flour into a bowl. "Now I need to rub in the butter," he said. "Yuck, stop! What a mess," cried Rose. "You need to rub the butter into the flour." "I'll show you." "Now I must beat an egg," said Fleeb. He put an egg on the floor. "I will race you to the fridge," he said to the egg. "Ready, set, go." Off he rolled. "Stop! That's not how you beat an egg," said Nate. "You beat it in a bowl, like this." Fleeb said, "Now I need to add the milk." He started to count. "Flour plus butter plus an egg plus milk. That makes four things. There, I've added the milk." "Oh dear," sighed Nate. He took the milk and added it to the bowl with the egg. Fleeb mixed the dough. "Now I must roll the dough," he said. "Stop," cried Rose. "Not on the floor." Rose got the dough. She rolled it out and cut it into pieces. She put the pieces on the tray and put the tray in the oven. Soon the scones were ready. "These scones are delicious," said Dad. "Yum," said Mum. "Good work, Fleeb. Maybe we do need a robot after all."